Hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and definitely you today. I know you're going to have a lot to say about this and this question that we are going to put forth, and you are going to answer with your honest, sincere, Christian-like attitude, right? Okay, because we all know somebody like this. Do you have a relative that is high maintenance? Do you have a relative that is difficult to be around? Some people may even say it could possibly be toxic. Well, we want to hear the answer to that. Jerry and I are ready, right, Jerry? This is going to be a great discussion.
Well, it should be, and we're not asking for specifics. You don't need to out anybody. But the key in all of this discussion today is how we approach people. Like, everybody's going to have some, you know, I guess you can put underneath that high maintenance, quote unquote, high maintenance umbrella, a lot of different ways that people can act and behave. And we have to relate to all of them. That's why we're calling it, do you have a relative or maybe more than one who is high maintenance? Uncomfortable to be around sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You get tension. You can feel the tension.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not
good.
But
again, just we just want to hear from you, Take Two family. How do you work with people like that in a virtuous, godly, holy, charitable way? That's the important thing that we want to bring out of this conversation as we do every day. So here's the phone number. It's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And just a heads up, tomorrow is our unscripted show. This month in particular, we left a lot of Take Two family members on the line when the show ran out. Okay, we were up against the clock. We couldn't get any more calls in, so we're inviting you to call back tomorrow if you want to revisit any of the past topics that we unpacked together as the Take Two way this July. So that's tomorrow. Today is about a high maintenance relative, or even if you have a coworker or a neighbor that's high maintenance. How about an in-law, something of that nature? A friend who's high maintenance, how do you handle it? Do you cancel them? Do you block them? Do you try to erase them from your life? And maybe that's your approach. Jerry's correct. We don't want you to out anybody. We don't want you to have more difficulty in your relationship. So give us your confirmation name or a name you'd like to be called so you can protect your privacy. But here's a real great treat today, Jerry. We have Vanessa on the controls, Rich on social media. We're waving to you. Drop your comments in the chats, please. And we've got Tom Price on the phones. Yes, that's right. The one, the only Tom Price. You recognize that voice from EWTN television and radio. And so he will be answering your call. So make sure you say hi, Tom, when you call in. It's a wonderful treat to have here on Take Two. So call in and tell us if you have a high maintenance person in your life and how do you handle it? 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Phone lines are just starting to light up. That's good. You have something to say about it. Come on, you guys. You all know that you have somebody in your life that really bugs you. Okay, let's face it. And let's talk about it. Why? Because we're Christians and we should really work through this together. So you're not alone. You don't feel like you're on your own island with your own dysfunctional family or friends. And you can really, this could be the day that you change the way you look at that person. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah. Well, that would be fantastic. What a great opportunity really it is for you to call in right now and kind of talk this through a little bit. Again, as every topic like this on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, we are not trying to, like we said, out people or make people be seen in a bad light or anything like that. This is really, in a sense, the show focus today is on us and what do we do about it, you know? And maybe you never stop to think about, well, you know, do I have any relatives or friends or coworkers or neighbors who are high maintenance? Maybe this is the first time you've given a lot of intentionality to thinking about that. And it could be the first time when that light bulb goes on and you say, oh my, wow, I do actually. What do I do about this? How do I treat this person with love and with charity and the respect and the dignity that is worthy of them because they are children of God? So that's what we're talking about today. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, join those who are on the line already at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 288-3986.
So if you just tuned in on Take Two today, we're a live call-in show, so that means you are part of the Take Two family if you're listening. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. The question we're asking today, and we need your response, okay? In fact, we depend on your response. Do you have a relative or friend or coworker that's high maintenance? Okay, that person that just gets on your nerves sometimes. You dread interacting with them. Or maybe at a holiday, you're like, oh, I love holidays. I love Christmas. But this one particular relative just really pushes me to the max. Okay, let's talk about it, please. This could be the show that you feel forever different about that particular person, that one person in your life, or many people. Some people have a whole family that's high maintenance. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, other ways, Debbie, anything mentioned, the social media chats, you can get those going online there if that's how you are watching the video of the show. And, of course, you can always text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait until you receive our response back. Then text us your first name. Again, it could be a confirmation name if you'd like. And then your brief comments, message, and data rates may apply. But we want to make it as easy as possible for you to participate in this program because, as we always say, it is your show. And what you share, maybe you've managed already to kind of overcome this challenging relationship that you have. And if you share that on the program today, that could be just what someone else needs to hear to turn their own life or their heart around as they view a certain person. So 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And we do want to be charitable when we have these relationships around us. You know, we want to present Christ to them, right? But sometimes it can be very difficult when you have a high maintenance person in your life and they just are really pushing all your buttons, you know, really trying your patience and things of that nature. So please, if you have something to say about this, and if you're a counselor or a therapist or a life coach, call in and tell us what some of your clients have had to say about this. The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the number. We expect you to call in because Take Two is all about family and you are part of the family. So please dial in. Tom is waiting for your call. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is your show. You always make it a great one. Debbie and I, the show team, we come away from every show saying, wow, and we learn things, and you can really impact and edify and bless your fellow Take-Two family members, especially today as we're talking about if we have anybody in our lives who is a little bit what we call high maintenance, maybe always sort of demanding or wanting the attention or just a little bit difficult to be around or deal with. We are called to be Christ-like in those relationships as well. So you don't need to point the focus on that person, but maybe yourself, you know. How is it that you have grown in this area? I've got an experience I'm going to share. Debbie has some other things she's going to get into as well. But the key is your participation at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And for over 40 years, EWTN has been praying with and for people throughout the world. And today, we want to pray for anything that weighs on your heart, such as family members, health, or finances. It is our honor to pray for you. So please take a moment today, sometime, and send us your prayer request at EWTN.com/prayer.
Okay, I'm starting to feel like I'm the only one that's part of a dysfunctional family. Okay, everybody has this perfect Leave It to Beaver, Brady Bunch family. I'm dating myself now. Right. Okay, come on. All right, here go the phone lines. That's it. You have to have someone in your life that just annoys you, irritates you. When you're around them, you don't feel good about the interactions. Maybe it's you see them once a year at a holiday party and you just dread it. You can just give your confirmation name. We'd really like to talk about it because these difficult relationships can be turned around and they can be beneficial for your spiritual life. They can build your strength in certain areas instead of this idea that is very popular right now of erasing people, canceling people, blocking people, getting people out of your life. You know, yes, you have to put healthy boundaries, so you have to protect your psychological, emotional state, of course. And especially if it's an abusive relationship, you have to protect yourself. I understand that. But you don't have to erase people completely. That's very dangerous. And that's the trend right now, Jerry. I don't know if you're aware of it, but mm-hmm. I just heard some really startling statistics this morning. Something like 25% of people in the country have had some kind of estrangement with their family members. That's unbelievable.
It is, yeah. I mean, we can be very cruel to other people. And that is certainly not recognizing their inherent dignity and worth. That's one of the key things that we're talking about in this conversation today, is how do we maintain that perspective toward these people who may be a little bit burdensome on us at times, and yet still, like you said, Debbie, not to lay ourselves out like a doormat, you know, and just kind of be steamrolled whenever we're around them. So.
Yeah. Did you want to share before we get to our first call? You said you were going to share something.
Well, it's just part of the basic elements of the conversation that we're having here. I have had in the past, I certainly will not name this person, but someone who was just, extremely difficult to be around. You never really kind of knew what mood this person was going to be in. And so it was always kind of walking on eggshells. And then what I've done is I really have taken to prayer. And I have prayed for myself. I prayed for my heart to change. I've also prayed for this other specific individual. And there has been a lot of, I think, beautiful improvement in the dealings that we have with one another, which are not all that often, thankfully. But I just really want to put that out there for the Take-Two family that, you know, prayer is so very important here. And if you got somebody you don't like, or you find it difficult to love, Jesus tells us to love, but if you find that difficult, pray for that person, but also look in the mirror, pray for that person as well, that your heart would be changed. Because a lot of times we don't realize it really could be on our end, Debbie, that we have, maybe there's something in our past that these people trigger, and all of a sudden, our memories and thoughts are often running, and we're not really doing the charitable thing. So,
well, I'm just so glad I was figuring out in your story that it wasn't me halfway through the story, because you said you don't deal with this person on a regular basis. We deal with each other every day. Yeah. So I was like, phew, I guess that's not me. Thank goodness.
Not you.
No, but that is so true, Jerry. Look at ourselves, right? Like, how are we contributing to this dysfunction? That's a really good point. And then pray that things can get better. And I love what you just said. I think that was very powerful. Thank you so much for sharing with us, because that actually helped me. Did it help you today? Why don't you call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, let's get to Mark. And Mark is in Tennessee on the EWTN app. And Mark is going to lead the discussion on this high maintenance people in our lives. Hi, Mark. Welcome.
Hey.
How you doing, Mark?
Can you hear me okay? I'm kind of confused because you guys are talking about miracles on the phone, and I'm thinking that's not the... Anyways, good to hear from you guys again. And my most difficult relationship in my life is my younger brother, and I praise the Lord that I've had experiences in my life. We both come from a high-intensity, low-nurturing environment where Dad put a roof over the head and Mom put food on the table, and that is as good as it got. And I was blessed to go to a retreat with the men of Dearborn Divine Child under the guise of trying to broach a subject. And I was figuring out, why did God want me there? And it was about being a peacemaker. And I'm so grateful that I had that experience, because what I learned about being a peacemaker is I am to ponder what's best for him and what's best for me, for God's highest and best good. And I'm grateful for the understanding of the weeds and the wheats.
Yeah. No, Mark, thank you for the call. Just a quick thought, and Debbie might have something there, but you mentioned the family of origin that you and your brother both come from, and the fact is you both come from that, and that's, I think, the key here. Yes. So you're both going to be impacted by that particular upbringing that you had, and maybe you both have a little bit of this in you, and what I mean is, you know, I need to get mine. You know, I've got to get mine because you it wasn't provided for you. You said you had a roof over your head and a meal in front of you on your plate, but maybe not a lot of nurturing love or anything outside of those two basic realities. Thank God you had those as you were growing up, but that can still leave somebody with, Debbie, I think, a little bit of a wound, you know, in their heart or in their soul that they have to kind of watch out for themselves a little bit, mm-hmm. and try and get what they need.
That's very true. For that kind of, you know, taking care of self, that attention. Absolutely. Mark, I have a question. Are you the only two brothers? Is that in your family? Any sisters?
No, there's five of us, an older mentally challenged sister, a deceased brother who died from this dysfunction prematurely, mm-hmm. a younger sister and younger brother.
Okay.
You know, Mark, it's so interesting you're bringing this up. Have you, you know, this? It sounds like your family needs a hero. Are you that hero?
No, the Holy Spirit is.
Okay, okay. But the Holy Spirit works through people, but yeah, go ahead.
I went to confession one time and a priest said, I want you to consider hiring the Holy Spirit as your lawyer. And it's been miraculous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the beauty of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit works through people, and it sounds like you have such, even though you've been through so much growing up and you've had a lot you've had to deal with, you do value your family, and that's a beautiful thing, Mark.
Well, there's nothing that hurts more than not get along with my brothers and sisters, and it's one of the three things Proverbs talks about that God despises the most, that family members don't get along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you pray for them, and you guys have a deep bond, and you've been through a lot as a family. Mark, if it's okay with you, I dragged the prayer book out because we already got, I guess some people still think we're on the miracle show. The miracle show was Monday. Everybody, I'm getting messages too. Somehow there must be a promotion or something running about it. But the miracle show was Monday, so I brought the prayer book out, and Mark, I put your whole family in it.
Well, the miracle did happen. I walked my mom through the last 30 days of her life, and she reconciled with me on my deathbed. And while I was making arrangements in a three-way call from Detroit to Nashville, my brother reconciled with me, and it was an absolute miracle.
Oh, praise God.
Wow, praise God. Amazing.
I did not see that coming because the wounds are deep.
Yeah.
Well, and see, Mark, you didn't see that coming, but the beautiful thing is that we stress this all the time. You sharing that right now will give hope to other people because there are a lot of people. I had a blessed opportunity to kind of bring some reconciliation into my relationship with my mom before she died, and a lot of people are sitting in a position right now, Mark and Debbie and everybody, that they're needing that, but they're not sure if that's going to happen, you know, before their loved one passes, you know. So, Mark, you've given, I think, a real spark of hope to a lot of people that this is possible, and they should really pray for that because God definitely wants that.
Absolutely.
Always do the right thing and lean in with love.
There you go.
Mark, you're a special soul. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. God bless you. Call us again, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I made the comment, and I wasn't saying it flippantly. I really meant it. I literally dragged the prayer book out because there are a lot of prayers this July that have come in, and it has weighed down the prayer book big time. So today is the feast day of Blessed Solanus, Casey. If you could ask this wonderful saint to on the road to full canonization to help us with all these prayer intentions to take two family members, maybe if everybody could do an extra, say an extra rosary, maybe go to daily mass, a few more minutes at adoration, because we really do need more of these things reconciled in the prayer book. It's getting pretty, pretty thick, and a lot of people have multiple things they're dealing with. Okay, Jerry, real quickly, before we get to our next caller, we have Betsy on YouTube. Could you please wave to Betsy? Betsy's saying, good morning, Take Two family members and friends. We have been estranged from the majority of my husband's siblings for a few years. We have been praying for reconciliation. We have seen a few cracks.
Beautiful.
Excuse me. I'm going to sneeze. That is beautiful. So you're seeing movement there. That's great. Betsy, I put your family in the prayer book. We're going to pray for more of these miracles happening with your family so you can have that reconciliation. You said you've seen a few cracks. Let's expand that and see more blessings and graces. Ask for more graces for your family to be reconciled. I love that.
Very good. Talking about dealing with difficult people today, high maintenance people, how do you do it charitably, virtuously? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Cindy and Michael, hang on. You're on the line. We're going to get you on the air. Jacob got in just right before you did. Jacob is listening in Tulsa on St. Michael Catholic Radio. Hi, Jacob. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, sure. I heard Debbie say that it sounded like that she was the only person with a dysfunctional family. And let me assure you, Debbie, you are not.
Thank you.
I'm a 50-year-old man, and when I was a kid, I was in foster care. My siblings and I, there are four of us, and due to mental health issues and other such things, addiction, because of that, obviously, things were difficult. And my mother continues to struggle with her mental health. And what I've had to learn through all of this process is that I have to let God work in his time and in his way. And I love her, but by need, it must be at arm's length because it's not healthier for her if I am deeply involved in her life.
Okay. Well, that's being, you know, straightforward and honest, Jacob. And those are the facts. Those are the you know, the details of the situation and your relationship. But I'm so glad that you know you see her still as, you know, the woman who brought you into the world, who gave you life, and that you are called to love, even if it's at a distance. I remember I just shared a few minutes ago that I had a beautiful opportunity with tears and everything to have a really emotional chat with my mom not too long before she passed away. And for many, many years before that, I kept her at arm's length as well. I'm not proud to say this, but I did. And I think Debbie used a word one time when I shared this on the air, avoidance. You know, when she would call me, I would typically not answer her call and maybe wait a couple days, you know, before calling her back. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not proud of that, but that's, you know, sometimes, you know, we get in a place where this is just somehow, you mentioned boundaries, Debbie, and a little bit of, you know, self-protection, self-care, you know. So, Jacob, I'm rambling a lot, but I want to see if you have anything else to say, or Debbie, if you do, because...
No, I think to maintain those healthy boundaries so that you can protect your mental state and really not have it, you know, intrude on your life. I mean, everybody's got their own brain health issues, right? Whether they're small or they're very difficult ones. And you know, we have to take care of them, those situations by ourselves in our own time with the right support, right professional support. And it's not fair to drag other people down or into our own drama or our own situation. And even if that's parents and grandparents, I really believe that strongly because I've seen a lot of people get hurt trying to save other people, thinking that they can make a difference when they have to work on it themselves. And it sounds like to me, Jacob, you have a really healthy outlook and disposition and attitude towards this. You still love your mother. You still respect your mother, but you're going to put up those necessary, you know, kind of guardrails to protect both of you guys and to keep the relationship still functional to at some level. We're going to actually hit the pause button in just a minute, Jacob. I'd really love to hear your comments because actually what you have to say, I think a lot of people can relate to, and Jerry shared, I shared, and we're hearing it a lot in life coaching. So Jacob, if you can hold on, don't go anywhere. You hear that beautiful music. Michael's at the controls now. Vanessa's on the phones. Everybody's switching positions today. And Jerry and I will be right back with more of talking about high maintenance people in our lives. Stay tuned.
Well, what we want this show to be is impactful for you and helping you grow a little bit closer to God. As Debbie always says, a little better, a little closer to God. And that is often played out in our interpersonal relationships. And so we talk about relationships on a lot of different episodes of this show. And today we're discussing relationships where someone that you know is a little bit quote-unquote high maintenance, difficult, demanding. They put a lot of pressure on you, perhaps. Maybe they don't treat you as well as you deserve. The focus here, though, is going to be on you and how you have grown through this, or perhaps you have prayed for that person. Maybe you have made some mistakes in the past in how you've dealt with them, but maybe you've come to a healthy place right now of some, you know, safe boundaries, but at the same time, treating them with great dignity and respect. This is what our conversation is right now. There must be someone like that in your life, and if there is, join us at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, and we're talking with Jacob in Tulsa. Jacob, Debbie and I did a lot of talking there, but you laid your situation out very perfectly, I think. So what do you think of maybe what we shared, or if there's anything else you would like to share about this?
I think you guys were absolutely right in what you had to share. And the big thing for me, yes, you discussed boundaries and all of that, but for me, it's within the context of choices, that they're an adult, and they have the right to make their choices and have those choices accepted. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I'm obligated to go along with it, because when they exercise their choice, I have to exercise my choice. Mm-hmm. And my choice has to protect my marriage. It has to protect my children. Mm-hmm. It has to protect my own sanity, my own dignity. Mm-hmm. And so if they are demanding something, if they are choosing to demand a course of action that puts any of those things in jeopardy, I have to say no. Mm-hmm. I have to say no in love, and I have to say no with respect.
Right.
But I still have to say no.
I think that's very fair. I mean, hurt people will hurt other people. People that are down will bring others down because they're hurting so badly. They're wounded. They have made some choices that are destructive for themselves. And sometimes they like to actually put that negativity on others. You said it beautifully. You're maintaining the relationship. You love your mom. You respect your mom. You have that relationship with your mom, but you also have to protect yourself, your sanity, your family, the choices that your family is going to make. And you have to be, it's kind of a balancing act a bit. And I know that's got to be difficult on you, because you've got to be a role model for your family, but also you want to be honoring of your, as the commandment says, of your mother. So it's got to be really difficult. A lot of people can relate to this, Jacob, and I think the way you're handling it, is it working for you? Does it seem like it's working for you? That's what people are going to ask.
It's working. I mean, again, she's an adult and she's going to make her own choices, and those choices right now have her as a 70-plus-year-old woman choosing to live in a homeless shelter in another city. Mm-hmm. I've invited her to live with us under conditions, and she does not want that option. And so she is choosing to live in her circumstances. And while none of us, I think, would wish that for a family member, let alone our mothers,
right?
That is, I can't force her, because if I start going down that road, then I'm going against myself.
Right.
It's got to be painful, though, for you to see your mother in that position.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. But she's, and knowing that this is related to her mental health, but since she is able to provide, by whatever means is available, a roof over her head and meals for herself to eat, there is no court that is going to grant me guardianship over her, regardless of her, of her circumstances.
Wow. Well, I put your family in the prayer book. Like I said, I brought out this very heavy prayer book with a lot of intentions, and your family's in there, Jacob. Jerry, I know you wanted to share.
Well, just one final thought. You're doing the smart thing, the right thing, Jacob, and that is you're not letting this particular relationship you have with your mom necessarily become the norm, for you and for your kids and so forth. A lot of times these things happen because of somebody like yourself, Jacob, being in the position you are. You might you know, not have the strength, you know, to set up these boundaries and so forth. And then your kids are affected, and then their kids are affected, and it just kind of, you know, goes down from one generation to the next. But you're making sure that doesn't happen. And we are, Debbie, I agree with Debbie. We're so very sorry about the situation your mother is in. And we'll add her, you know, we're going to pray for her every day, every mm-hmm. single day. And the whole Take Two family around the world, Jacob, we are a praying family. And I'm sure there are people, Debbie, who have jumped into action already to be praying for Jacob's mom and him and his family. So
absolutely. Jacob, thank you so much for sharing. I know it must have been hard for you because it's your family, and we just so appreciate it because you, like Jerry said, we're praying, and you've probably helped many, many souls today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That just, it breaks my heart, you know, because I think family situations are so difficult. You know, there's all these nuances and details that, you know, make things very, very heavy and hard on people. Real quickly, Betsy had a response to the previous comment on YouTube, and Betsy just said, the family member we're estranged from was a close friend of mine before my husband and I got married. Please put my husband Jimmy and all his siblings in the prayer book, especially Paul. Thank you. That was Betsy's response. Betsy, we got it. We put them in the prayer book.
Okay, the line is open there, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Still a good portion of today's program still to go. Plenty of time for you to get on the air as we talk about dealing with high-maintenance people, people who are demanding, maybe impolite, uncharitable, maybe they don't realize what they're doing. The focus here is on how we approach that in a safe, guarded way, like Jacob was talking about, in a charitable way, mm-hmm. respectful, all of the above, 833-288-3986.
Okay, Cindy is next, and she's in Alabama on Sirius XM 130. Teresa, hold on. You're right after Cindy. And Cindy, welcome back. I know you dropped off. You call back immediately. Thank you so much for doing that, and welcome to Take Two.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Debbie and Jerry, for taking this call. It is a very difficult situation, and family is hurting each other. Mm-hmm. Family members are hurting each other. False accusations, tearing a family apart, and there's no foundation to it. Investigations go on, and it is extremely hurtful. Well, I raised this child, and this child is my granddaughter, and it is and now I'm raising her son, mm-hmm. and it's that generation that suffers. And so now we're just legal, you know, in this situation where I can have no contact.
Mm-hmm. And so is this a ghosting situation? Are they ghosting you? Are they blocking you and things like that?
Yeah, well, she is actually, because she's not keeping me updated on any of the mm-hmm. on the situation as to, you know, how it's turning out. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is that there is one child that is suffering immensely because he doesn't know anybody but me.
Mm. Sure.
He doesn't know. He's ever since he was 10 days old, he doesn't know anybody but me. Mm-hmm. And my hair, which was extremely long past my knees when he was first born, now is above my bra strap, basically, because he's used it as his security blanket.
Mm. Mm.
And so now sad. He's just, you know, he's those are ones that suffers. So the boundaries that I've been hearing about and talking about, and I can easily put in, you know, put boundaries up, but how do you deal with the suffering of the children?
Mm-hmm. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason real quickly, Cindy, that's the reason why Jerry and I started, one of the reasons that we started Stand Tall with our life coaching ministry. People need to get help. Kids need to get help. Adult children need to get help. Everyone needs that third party, that professional person that can really help them get their quote unquote head on straight in certain situations and be able to cope and work through situations. CatholicCounselors.com, the pop checks. They do a phenomenal job at all of that. I mean, and that's why we did the life coaching end of it, because we've seen it over 10 years. You hear both sides of the story. You know, we're hearing your side of you raising these kids, and now things are changing and the kids are hurting and people aren't talking to each other. Okay. And then we've heard the other side of people saying, well, I want my own life. I don't want this intrusion in my life anymore. I want to make my own decisions. I want to do this. I want to do that. You need that professional mm-hmm. support constantly. If they're unwilling to get that help, I will tell you, it usually doesn't go well in many areas. Now, we can mm-hmm. pray. Absolutely, we should be praying. And there are miracles, and God does work, and prayer does work. Absolutely. But people need, remember Jacob, I don't know if you dropped off and heard Jacob's full call, but his mother, I mean, Jacob has offered his mother a beautiful home. She's choosing to go in another direction. If people are unwilling to get the help, if they're unwilling to get the assistance, and they are adults, there's not much you can do. People have to realize, and also what happens, Cindy, is sometimes people hit rock bottom, then it's too late. You're picking up the pieces sometimes. So it's a mess. People, I think my biggest prayer for people is that they would not be resistant to help. I love coaching and counseling. I think it's amazing. I think everybody should experience it. It is so powerful. So that would be what I would pray for, is that hopefully this child or this young adult is getting some kind of help or is open to some kind of help. That's what we can pray for. Other than that, Cindy, you also got to take care of yourself. I mean, you've got to live too.
Yeah, this is definitely pulling at my heartstrings. There's no doubt, because, like I said, if you've made yourself a home, right, and mm-hmm. this is the only thing that you know, and then all of a sudden it's been ripped away from you, then of course you don't understand. And this person is only 6 years old, so he doesn't understand.
Oh,
yeah.
And trying to assist. You know, help on it's almost over. You'll be back and everything. I want to just go home. You know, those are words. Those are very heartfelt words. Mm-hmm. And so the boundary I have to put up, of course, is towards the mom. Mm-hmm. She wants to make her own decisions, but is she making the right decisions?
Oftentimes they don't, Cindy. That's the problem. And if adult children aren't going to recognize that the rest of us have gone through life and we have some experience and wisdom through life, if they're not going to recognize that, if they're not going to lean on that, there's not much you can do when they're adults. It goes back to what Jacob said. It's all about choices. It really is. But Cindy, please, I put everybody in the book in your family. Please take care of yourself, though. I can hear this is weighing on you, and we don't need you to get sick over this.
No. Yeah, I'm actually in a lot of prayer, on my knees praying for you. So please put us in your prayer book. Our entire family is suffering because of it, and the children mostly are suffering from it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So. Yeah, it's, you know, go ahead, Deb.
It's just so sad. We don't have to create all this suffering and sadness. I mean, people need to work together. That's why Jerry and I are so committed to this idea of Take Two being the body of Christ in action. We need to be working together and helping each other, assisting each other. And it's so sad. People are heaping suffering on themselves, and that they don't need to. Remember Jerry, Father Bobby Imperial said that when one of his talks, mm-hmm. he said, we are adding suffering to our lives that should have never been there.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. Unfortunately, that's the human way. Sometimes human nature does these kinds of things. Cindy, blessings to you. Definitely got you and every one of the players in this drama in the prayer book. And we will hope and pray for God's grace to really be powerfully active in each and every one of their lives, and especially protect the little ones like this little 6-year-old that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Cindy. Yeah, it's, you know, the children, you know, Debbie, it's it really, really takes on. This is why Jesus talked about, you know, he was so strong about the children. Let the little children come unto me. And, you know, he just has a soft spot in his heart, because he says we all are to become like little children.
Mm-hmm.
And when these kinds of family dynamics unfold, you know, it puts kids who become adults eventually at a disadvantage in their terms of their relationship with God, their relationship with our Blessed Mother, with the church, and with each other. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. they just don't even know how to relate in any kind of a healthy way at all. So it's very, very sad. Teresa, hang on. Just got to mention that another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is the Beacon of Truth playlist. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers explores the intersection of faith and culture through music, from contemporary Christian to classic hymns and even thought-provoking secular pieces and their connection to Catholic teachings. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Just visit EWTN.com/podcasts today.
Real quickly, there's time for you to get a call in if you have something to say about this conversation about high maintenance people in your lives. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. And you know, Jerry, real quickly, you mentioned what Jesus said. You know, let's not forget Matthew 18:10, where Jesus said, you know, be careful what you do to the little ones. That's the most vulnerable. It doesn't just mean little children. The most vulnerable. Because he said, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of God. And that is so true because their angels are there. And that's another thing. Cindy, pray to your, I think it's your, maybe it's your great-grandson or your grandson, your ask your guardian angel to go to his guardian angel to really help this little boy, this little six-year-old. Okay, Teresa is a first-time caller. We want to give her ample time because she made the effort and she stayed almost the whole show. First-time caller from Iowa on Iowa Catholic Radio. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
I've lived in this area for quite a while, but when I first moved here, I met a friend through church, and she's, you know, we laughed and had a good time, and then due to weird circumstances, we don't see each other at church anymore, but, you know, she still lives nearby, probably 5-10 miles away, but we never see each other, never talk on the phone. For the past 2 years, we've only texted. Mm-hmm. She's only texted me, and I've asked her to call, you know, to talk to me, and she won't. Mm. Hmm. And then every text I do, you know, it can be taken wrong. Mm. You say the wrong word, and become something negative to her.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Real quickly, Teresa, is she that important to you that you really want to keep this kind of relationship? Because, I mean, clearly she's sending signals. It sounds like she's backed off. She decided to make you text friends. Is this a really important relationship to you, Teresa?
I guess since I don't have many, I think that's a lot of it. I don't have very many friends.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what happens. We find a friend, somebody we feel comfortable with, and we hold on to them. And sometimes we hold on to them so tightly that we don't look for other friends. Here's a suggestion. Keep her as a text friend. Don't put a lot of emphasis on it. Just keep her as that text friend. But also, Teresa, start putting yourself out there and tapping people to be potential friends for you at church, in the grocery store. I mean, I've met some of the nicest people in grocery stores that I've become friends with. It's amazing what you will find when you're talking to somebody in line and then you find out you have things in common and you're like, hey, would you ever like to go for a cup of coffee? And they're like, yeah, sure. I mean, it's really, Teresa, I think I'm sensing in you that it's time for you to break free of this and start to bring your social circle, your friend circle a little bit wider and start meeting some more friends, because then it'll be less emphasis on her and this relationship and more about you acquiring more friendships. What do you say?
I say that's a good idea.
Yeah. Go for it.
I've been thinking that myself.
Good. You know. Good. You'll love it. Teresa, you're going to call us back. I feel it. And so you're a first-time caller this time. I'm going to say something here. It's not a bet, but I'm just sort of saying this. In about 3 months, you're going to call us and you're going to say, I have so many friends. I don't even have time to call Take Two. Okay? You're going to, you'll do it, Teresa. It'll happen. You know why? Because we also put you in the prayer book. And I put right next to your name, I pray for Teresa to have a ton of friends around her. So get ready for it, Teresa.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Teresa, you know this. Debbie, you know this. Take Two family, we are made to be in community. We're made to be in relationships. And I think God wants each of our happiness, Teresa, our individual happiness and our collective happiness. And part of that happiness is having people to share our lives with and to love on whatever level that is, but also to do things with and just to be able to, you know, to call them friends and be able to have those relationships in our lives. So I think Debbie's right on in what she suggested. And I love the 3 month thing, Debbie. I really believe that's, I sense that that really can happen too for you, Teresa. Very, if you just really just say, Lord, just lead me to those people that you want me to have, yes, you know, in my life, you know, and be friends with and go from there and see what happens. You know, it could be a pretty amazing next few months for you.
Yeah. I love it, Teresa. We're excited. You got to take life on as an adventure, like Bishop Barron said. So look at it as an adventure. And don't be discouraged, Teresa, if you get a few people that say, no, you know, I have, you know, I can't go out for coffee or whatever. Don't take it personally, because people are busy and they know they're busy. So just keep going to the next one. If you find somebody else you like, you know, start a conversation and see where it goes. Okay.
Okay.
You got this, Teresa. Jerry and I feel really good about this. So, all right.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
If I was in Iowa, I would be friends with Teresa.
Yeah, sure.
So I have to tell you a story. So Marty and I were out to dinner, and we started a conversation with this really nice couple next to the table next to us, right? We just started this conversation. They don't know that I'm, you know, on Catholic radio. They don't know what Marty does, but they told us what they did, and they're in the golfing industry, which, you know, Jerry, I love that, right? So I'm talking to him, and out comes all this information that they used to be practicing Catholics, but now they're not. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a good opportunity. But we never got to that point. And at the end of the dinner, I don't know how it happened. Oh, I know how it happened. The wife, she handed me a card and she said, if you ever want to come to our golf course, you can hit golf balls for free and everything. And I'm like, oh, cool. Thank you. So she hands me this little card. And then so my husband said, well, here, why don't you take our number? You know, if you ever need anything, you know, I'm in real estate, you know, that thing. And they said, okay, we never thought anything of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. We went home. And a week later, we get a text message. And they said, hey, it's this couple you met at the restaurant. We really want to go out to dinner with you guys. And we were like, this is so exciting. So we're going to go out to dinner with them in September. We've got the date already, September. And I'm so excited because I get to hopefully maybe talk to them about coming back into the church, which they don't know it yet. Maybe they won't be friends for long, but...
Funny that, why doesn't that surprise me that that will be part of the conversation with you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Marty, but, too, I'm sure.
And
Marty,
yeah. Yeah, but you know, that's my point, though. We never thought we were going to be friends with this couple. We never thought that, but we found something in common, the golfing thing. We started talking, and honestly, when we left the restaurant, we never thought we would hear from them again.
Sure.
But we did, because they obviously went home and they thought, hey, this is a nice couple. So and little did they know they're going to be walking into a catechism class.
Well, yeah, and to highlight how, you know, unexpected friendships can be, my late dear sister, God rest her soul, Mary, she and her husband, when their kids were in Little League, my sister is pretty passionate, you know, and she loves the home team, especially when it has her kids on the home team. And so there was this other couple there, and they got into this really, you know, ugly shouting match back and forth with one another over something that happened down there on the baseball diamond. And it turns out they became absolutely the best of friends.
Wow.
Yeah, over the years, my sister and brother-in-law, you know, went to the and the other couple, they went out every Friday evening for wings and a beer, you know. And it's just one of those things. And it started out so ugly, you know, so... I think God puts friendships together out of the most unexpected circumstances sometimes.
Yeah. Well, what do they say? Like, friends come into your life for a reason, for a season, and for a lifetime, or for a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
It's so interesting. And friends do that. You know, it's fascinating. We should do some more shows on friendships, because I think that's really good and could help others. But this was a wonderful episode of Take Two. We all shared. I think we've all learned something. Tomorrow is Unscripted, Jerry. And again, I just want to remind everybody, if you were left on the line when we finished one of our previous episodes of Take Two, please call tomorrow and talk about miracles or high maintenance relationships or anything else we discussed in July. Tomorrow's the show. We catch all everything and we wrap it all up with a nice bow and ribbon. And that's how we do it here on Take Two.
All right, well, we want to thank the show team today. Actually, instead of three of them, there were four of them today. Vanessa, Michael, Rich, and Tom snuck in there as well. Great job by all of them. Thank you so much to the Take Two family. You guys are fantastic. We appreciate it so much. For Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher, wishing you all a beautiful and blessed day. Again, as Debbie said, we'll talk on Unscripted tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day.